From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Canadian Parliament has resumed its session one day after a gunman killed a soldier at a nearby war memorial. Lawmakers began with the national anthem. Yesterday, the gunman was shot to death by the Canadian Parliament sergeant-at-arms after he ran into government buildings. Canadian police now say there was just one shooter in the incident. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper told lawmakers earlier he had received several calls of support.
I heard from President Obama, from Prime Minister Abbott, from Prime Minister Netanyahu, through statement from Prime Minister Cameron. We've heard these expressions across the world. I think we were all as Canadians touched by the wonderful gesture shown last night at the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey game. So thank you to our friends in the United States and around the world.
Harper says Canada will redouble its efforts to work with allies to fight terrorists. The World Health Organization's Emergency Committee on Ebola is meeting in Geneva. Panelists are reviewing the latest developments in the epidemic, mostly in West Africa. The WHO's Dr. Isabel Nuttall says international passengers should be screened at airports and train terminals.
Exit screening remains critical for reducing the exportation of Ebola cases.
In the United States, all travelers from Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone must arrive at one of five U.S. airports. Passengers will be screened there for Ebola symptoms such as fever. European Union leaders are gathering in Brussels for a two-day summit. It's expected to be dominated by a tough fight on climate change goals and new commitments to fight Ebola. British Prime Minister David Cameron will press his EU counterparts to step up their contributions of both cash and personnel to combat the epidemic. Terry Schultz reports.
The European Commission says it's putting $30 million more toward efforts to prevent and treat Ebola. The new funds will be split among five projects, including trials for potential vaccines and testing of existing compounds for use against Ebola. The announcement comes as the 28 EU heads of state arrive in Brussels. British Prime Minister David Cameron has expressed frustration other nations aren't doing more to help the US, UK, and France with cash and the commitment of resources in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Cameron wants more European funds for the United Nations and is calling for a joint effort to send 2,000 additional medical personnel to West Africa. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
On Wall Street, stocks are up sharply. The Dow Jones Industrials are up 249 points, or about 1.5%, at 16,711. The Nasdaq is up 73 points. You're listening to NPR. One of the doctors who treated former Formula One champion Michael Schumacher says he's out of a coma and is slowly getting better. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin. The race car driver was injured in a ski accident last December.
Dr. Jean-Francois Payen, who treated Schumacher at the French hospital where the 45-year-old spent several months after his accident, predicts he will have to convalesce up to three more years. Payen told RTL Radio that life after a head injury is punctuated by stages, adding that he is hopeful Schumacher will recover with time. The doctor adds he's visited Schumacher, who is living at a family home in Switzerland, to track his progress. Schumacher was with his then 14-year-old son in the French Alps when he fell. Schumacher hit the side of his head on a rock, cracking his helmet. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
The World Series is even at one game apiece. The Kansas City Royals beat the San Francisco Giants last night 7-2. NPR's Tom Goldman says the Royals scored big in the sixth inning.
The Royals struck for five runs, blowing open a 2-2 game. Billy Butler started the scoring with his second RBI single of the night. He knocked in Lorenzo Cain for the second time. And then Salvador Perez, the catcher for the Royals, who seems to get a lot of big hits along with some really bad performances at the plate. He hit a two-run double.
NPR's Tom Goldman. Game three of the World Series is Friday night in San Francisco. Authorities in Washington, D.C. have arrested a Maryland man who jumped the fence at the White House last night. Dominic Adesanya climbed the north fence at the White House after 7 p.m. He was quickly stopped by dogs and guards. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.